Blog Talk Radio.
Went by so fast.
I know, right? Seems like just a couple months ago we were celebrating this.
Yeah.
Guys, here it comes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Man, that full service went by so fast.
It really did.
I guess I'll see you guys in a few months.
Starting the year off right. That's a job for Jiffy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome you guys to another episode of A Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. You are tuned in for our 3,338th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. We are saying goodbye to 2022. And what will the state of all Black America be in 2023? Are we moving forward? Or will we be stagnant? We've seen a lot take place in 2022, and now what will 2023 hold for us? I have two amazing guests. Well, one amazing guest. I'm going to be sharing one of my guests that was supposed to be on tonight. He's incarcerated. He was going to be my second time having this guest. And I just really wanted to have him on to really share his story and to really give some insight on what is really taking place behind these prison walls, especially in the state of Texas. Wanted to share some things, but unfortunately, they had to go into lockdown and he will not be with us tonight. So I'm going to be sharing some things that we've talked about and having conversation and just in case something like this would happen, I would be able to share a little bit about his story in case he wasn't here with us. But I do have a guest on with me tonight. She is a pastor, an author, an amazing individual. And we're going to be talking about the current state of Black America. I want Brother O to play us a song, and then when we come back from this song, we're going to bring her up, allow her to introduce herself, and then we're going to jump into conversation.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. Before I bring my guest on, I want to share a little bit about my guest that was supposed to be here, but I just feel like I just want to share in his absence because if he could have been here, he would have been here. But unfortunately, he can't control his situation right now. So a little bit about Jerome Devonnie Wilson. Jerome Devonnie Wilson is from Gary, Indiana. He is an African-American poet. He's a free thinker who stands on the square truth and loves deeply for the four right angles. He has been held unlawfully since 2003 and wrongfully convicted of a capital of the world of Texas. And on the morning of April 2nd, 2014, in Houston, Texas, Jerome Devonnie Wilson was denied his constitutional right to self-representation and forced to pick a jury for a capital murder trial with a distrusted court-appointed attorney and judge who was tainted and compromised. The trial integrity was misled, and the jury pool was unlawful, false, and bogusly. Whew, I tell you, that's a lot. That's a lot. If you want to find out a little about Mr. Jerome Devonnie Wilson, you can go over to his website. He has a website that is www.justiceforjeromedevonniewilson.org. He also is a poet, an author. You can check out some of the amazing things that he has produced yet from behind prison walls. I tell you, he has been wrongfully in prison for over 20 years. So we are shouting from the mountaintops, justice for Jerome Wilson. So thank you guys for letting me share that in his absence. And I want to go ahead and bring up my guest that is yet present. Pastor, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Queen. I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I won't complain because let me tell you, I'm always safe. My mama told me long time ago, and my mama been gone over 31 years. She told me, she said, it's just like using the restroom on yourself, baby. Don't nobody feel that but you.
So when you're mad at everybody else,
you carrying around all that anger, you carrying around all that stuff. Don't nobody feel that but you. When you're mad at somebody, don't nobody feel that with you. Because guess what? They're going to go on with their life, and they're going to keep on living, and you're going to be over there in turmoil.
You're still going to be. Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm just
But
waiting.
It's a learning process.
It is that. I tell you, it is that. This journey that we are on is a learning process. It is truly
most definitely
a learning process. And I tell you, 2022 has been a learning process for me. I tell you, these last 3 years has been truly a learning process for me. I've seen a lot about myself, have seen a lot of growth, have seen a lot of development, and have been able to see experience a lot in meeting a lot of different people. And I just got to give my brother O a shout out because he provides this opportunity for me to be on here doing just what I'm doing and something that I love to do, giving individuals the opportunity to share and to talk about things that's affecting our brown community. So I'm glad to have you on here tonight. And I tell you, what has 2022 been like for you?
I'm like you, Queen. I tell you, 2022 opened my eyes on a lot of things, about a lot of things, like about my life, like I said, the growth, the experience. You know, if you don't learn something a day, then something is wrong, because, you know, down through the years we have been taught. Life teaches you a new lesson every day. And I didn't understand that when I was younger, but I promise you I understand that now. And I'm like you. I hate that we won't be able to hear Brother Jerome, because like you first stated, this will be the second time, because I'm very interested in hearing his story. You know, he has a story to tell. And I was very interested when we talked some while back and you was telling me about him. I really want to get a chance to hear his story. But we're going to continue to lift him up in prayer. You know, Satan don't want him to tell his story. That's why the lockdown happened. Satan don't want him to tell that story. But he's going to be able to tell that story to help. Because that story is getting ready to help somebody. And I'd be glad when God opened that door and he be able to tell his story, because that story needs to be told.
Amen. Amen. And there are so many other people. And that's why I have to give a shout out to Dr. Chinchilla J, who comes on every Sunday tirelessly. I'm talking about, she committed to doing just what I'm trying to share tonight. She's committed to this. This is what she lives and breathes. She does this. And there's so many other people just like him that is mm-hmm. in prison wrongfully or overly incarcerated and
yes.
just taken away from our brown family structure. And, you know, we see the little things, but we don't see the bigger picture. We don't see what they're doing behind the scenes and all these things.
Exactly.
It's like I'm taken back by this Brittany Garner and all these things that's going on that they're showing us in plain sight. But we're not seeing the stuff that's going on behind
Mm-mm.
the scenes.
Mm-mm.
We ain't seeing the stuff Mm-mm. that's going on behind the scenes. And see, the stuff that they're allowing us to see, it's just to cover up what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm over here. I'm taken back. But I just want my people to wake up. People to wake up. I just want them to know that they have purpose, that they didn't get dropped out of the sky, that there's something that they're supposed to be doing. You know, we around here constantly at war with each other, killing each other, you know, taken back at this rest in peace, Quila Robinson and Takeoff. But I'm taken back at you know, our brown people keep getting taken by our own brown people.
By our own,
exactly. And we just sitting by, and it's just like we not doing nothing about it. We not getting up. We not rallying. We not doing nothing. We not coming together.
We're not doing anything.
Stand up and say, hey, y'all, this is affecting us. This is affecting us. This is affecting all of us, and we need to do something about it. You know, we as individuals say that because it's not affecting us personally, it's not affecting us.
And we see that. Unless it hit directly at your door, nothing is going to be said, no marches is going to be nothing. I was talking with the young lady from Chicago about 2 or 3 days ago, and I was telling her about, you know, my conference and how God is putting on my heart to take it to different cities and things. And she was saying that, you know, she was saying yes, because, you know, she said we need more leaders. We're talking about how our leaders don't stand out like they used to. And somebody got to make a stand. It's got to be told. We was, you know, yeah, it hurts. I was talking to a young lady today. It hurts me to see, even with our babies, with our children, at a young age, they going down the wrong path, but you can't tell them anything. I'm looking at I'm starting at kindergarten. I'm looking at second and third grade, our little babies, you know, throwing up gang signs. You saying words that you can't even spell. So where is this foundation? What is going on with our people?
And it is sad. It is so sad. It is so sad.
It is sad.
And we just jumped into conversation. We just jumped into conversation. We didn't even allow you to introduce yourself. I want to back up for a moment and allow you to introduce yourself so the individuals know who you are. So back up for a moment, y'all. We're going to take a moment and allow Minister Sharon Phillips to introduce her.
Thanks, Corey. Yes, I am Minister Sharon R. Phillips. I am originally from Memphis, Tennessee. I am the author of Hello, My Name is Abuse, I lived it, I endured it, I survived it. I'm also now the overseer of You Were Born to Win Conference. It started off as Women's Conference, but I have learned and I've done doing my research that men are being abused just as well as our women. So I just say You Were Born to Win, because like you said, we all have a purpose. We don't know at the time why we go through certain things and why is this happening to us, but we have a purpose to, once we come through, it's our obligation, I can say, I guess, to reach back and help our other queens and our kings to let them know, hey, if I made it, you can make it. You have to keep pressing. You just can't give up. I know when God spoke to me to tell my story, I was, you know, you're not supposed to question him. I don't think I questioned him. I just made the statement that I couldn't tell my story because everybody didn't know my story because I suffered in silence. And the Holy Spirit told me that's why I need to tell it, so people can need to know that, you know, it's help out here. You don't have to suffer in silence. And you can live a prosperous life after whatever abuse, whatever you went through, you can still live a prosperous life. And that's what I'm on this journey doing, just like with you helping our brown authors. And I thank God that we crossed paths. And I thank God for the work that you're doing, and he is continue blessing you. And I'm thankful that I'm a part of it. And encouraging other brown authors to get a part of it, because it's work to be done, and we need to get it done.
And you are so right. There's so much work to be done, and there's so many people that lives need to be touched. And people don't realize, even though we may all do the same things or do some of the similar things, and we are small in numbers compared to the amount of the world that need to be touched and the amount of people
right.
that are hurting. The amount of people that are
right.
actually doing something is probably a tenth of what needs to be touched. But we have a track next by our DJ, legendary brother O, and then we'll be right back.
Freedom, freedom, I came home. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah, freedom, freedom, where are you? Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping to aqua, there's fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lies to me, nation, hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked, my spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts, yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression, yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs, and when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, I am joining the conversation. I have my special guest on tonight, Minister Sharon Phillips. She's also an author and a domestic violence advocate. So we're going to continue that conversation. We were talking about your conference, and I just want to talk a little bit about that conference and share a little bit about that conference, if you would.
Yeah, God put it on my heart to do that. Well, you were born to win a conference this year, and this year was my first year of doing this, so I was like, well, what better way to start it off is to take it home first. And I took it to Memphis, came back home, and did the conference. And, I was really surprised with the outcome of it. I got really touched and blessed. And, you know, women were coming to us after the conference saying how they was helped. And that's what it was all about. I tell you, but I don't put on no show. I'm just here to give you the word that God gave me to give to you and to help somebody. I can't look down on anybody about their past because we all got a past. I don't tell my story for no pity, for nobody to feel sorry for me because I went down that road. So I'm not having pity parties. I'm telling my story to help somebody. And I had a young lady come to me after the conference, and she blessed me with some gifts, you know, because we was giving gifts bags. Like, she blessed me with a box of gifts, and she said, this is for your next conference, because this conference was good. God bless you. She said, but your next one, I wasn't even thinking about a next one at the time. And she said, your next one is going to be better. And I thanked her. I cried. I was like, oh, I received that. And I just want God to, I always say that I want God to use me to do his will, not for me to get no glory, not for me to get no praise. It's for him to get all the glory and all the praise, and because he is worthy, we owe him that. And he brought me out of things, and I know he brought you out, and I have to say it again, we have to tell it, so we can help somebody else and pull our other sisters and brothers up and let them know. Hold your head up. It don't matter what you're going through. Hold your head up. If God brought me out, he can bring you out too. And I thank God for giving me the strength, and I'm not ashamed to stand before anyone to tell. And like I said, God bless me, and I want to take it to next year. I'm working on it to take it to Forest City, Arkansas. And with God leading us, we're looking for that to be a hallelujah good time. And if anybody that wants to join in with us, it's open. It's open. You're welcome to come to share your testimony.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And you said something earlier when you touched on the statistics for domestic violence and how, you know, for the longest people have just been saying it was a problem that was in the, for women. It's a women's problem, but men are abused too. And men are being abused more. They're being abused more than people realize over the last couple of years. It has really increased, and for what reason or not. But I tell you, 2022 has really been, these last 3 years, period, this pandemic has really had me doing some thinking and had me looking over my life and had an opportunity to really see some things and experience some things. I'm saying we went through the George Floyd. We went through
the
We went through the Aubrey case. I'm saying we had all these things that we faced as brown people, you know, and things that affected our community. It's just like, you know, when are we gonna get it? When are we gonna wake up? I'm like,
exactly.
End or a resolution, or when are we going to be able to start coming to a resolution? I see that there are some individuals, and I really wanted Jerome on here so he can talk about this.
Yes,
because he's
yes.
a part of a couple of movements. Even from behind prison walls, he's making a difference. You know, people often question a lot of the things that I do and why I have certain people on certain shows and I do certain things, but I see the bigger picture. I see what God is truly doing, because God is going to open the doors for a lot of those people that are behind prison walls,
course.
Come from behind
yes.
prison walls, and they're going to have a testimony to just share
they
with people.
They had a testimony, yes,
work,
Lord.
Because of the work that people like Chinchilla do. So I'm always optimistic, and I'm always looking for a way that I can make a difference. So I come across some authors that just happened to be incarcerated. And
it gave me
the opportunity to really, you know, find out what really goes on behind prison walls and how these individuals are being treated, and really finding out a lot of stuff that I really truly didn't know. You know, since I've been a part of this network, I've learned a lot of stuff about me that I didn't know, and about my culture, my history.
Yes, right.
And a lot of people are in the same situation that I'm in. So I'm grateful for these opportunities and these shows to be able to come on and to share these little tidbits and to be able to express. I definitely want those to call in. If you're out there, if you want to call in and chat with us, chime in. Dial in 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. But I just really want you to chime in and to talk about this, because you come in different angles, because you're a minister, you've been through domestic violence, and you're also an educator. So you have your hands in a lot. So I really want you to chime in. I want you to chime in on some of the things that you have observed over the last couple of years.
Yeah, Earl, we was talking about that today. Like I forestated, just looking at our babies and how they are doing and what they're learning. They're learning more in the street than what they're learning in the school, and it's just sad. I mean, my heart just hurt when I hear how they talk, when I see how they walk around and do it. Come on. And me and a coworker was talking today, and we was talking about this very thing. The system is set up to destroy our people, and when are we going to wake up and see that? We're not here to, you know, sneak peek or make you feel bad. We're here to try to help you. And, you know, some will see it and some will hear it and some won't. But, you know, I'm going to keep going, just like the song you just played. I'm going to keep running. I'm going to keep running this race. And I'm going to, if I can just, like the songwriter said, if I can just help one somebody along my way, then I know my living won't be in vain. And that's what I'm trying to do, reach out to the parents, you know, get our young people start being parents at 13 or 14 years old. But who helping them? They don't know anything about that. Instead of us, you know, trying to talk about them and downrate them, somebody need to reach out and grab that young lady by her hand and show her and help her to be a mother. She don't know nothing about being a mother. She's still a child. She still has a child mind. So where are our wisdom women to help our young women instead of talking about them, reach up and grab them and help teach them? Where are our wisdom women? Why can't we stand up and help our young women? Because we are in trouble, and it's sad. One of my pet peeves is I can't stand when a person gets so saved that they get amnesia, that you forget that you wore your skirt almost up to your chest. But you're going to talk about this young lady because her skirt up, way up to her chest, then she got a split in it. But you, not too long ago, was like that. Come on. Stop trying to act like you've been saved all your life and reach out and help our generation. We need help. They need help. I still need help. We in this together. As we used to say back in the day, I can say, where is the village? What happened to the village?
I say it all the time. That's one of my things. Where's the village, and can we bring that village back? You know, a lot of
yes.
people say we're never going to get that village mentality back, but I think it can. You know, we had it once. Anything that we've had once, we can have again. You know,
you can
we
get
can
it
get
back.
That,
exactly.
that village back. I remember back in the early 90s, you know, things were a little different. Things were not like they were today. I remember even in the late 80s, you know, they had altercations, they had whatever. You know, it wasn't pull out a gun and shoot and kill. You know, people
right.
lived to see tomorrow. They had disagreements, they had arguments, they had these problems, but they lived to see tomorrow. You know, and from my recollection, a gang was supposed to be somebody that came into the community to help the community, not somebody to come into the community and tear the community down.
And to destroy it, exactly.
And that's what a lot of these people are doing. That's what a lot of their mentality is today. You know, I listened to a woman on TikTok, and she was saying she was out speaking to the gangbangers and the gang people because I think her son or somebody had been killed. You know, and they was protesting. Mm. She said, we can protest at this store. We can stand at this store. She said, y'all can claim this street. Y'all can claim this street. She said, but don't nobody, none of us really own none of this. None of us. She said, but if y'all really want to do something, y'all see these people standing down here on the street hungry and need something to go in their bellies, but y'all won't feed them. This is y'all street. This is y'all block. This is your corner. If this is your block, this is your corner, then you're supposed to be making sure that everybody on this block and everybody on this corner is straight. To nobody be struggling.
Exactly. Exactly.
But everybody out here struggling. You got companies closing their doors. You got abandoned buildings. You got all kind of stuff. You got businesses leaving neighborhoods. But it's a lot going on, and we will not. We won't stand up and do what we need to do as brown people.
No.
But we have
a lot.
We will be right back. You hold that thought, Minister. We'll be right back. We have a track by legendary Brother O.
Hallelujah! Everywhere you go. Take the Lord along with you.
All right, sir.
I'm closing. Holiness is still right.
Yes,
Hebrews 12 and 14 is still right.
Yes.
Follow peace with all men.
Yes.
How come some of you brothers looking at me so funny?
Yes.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about homosexuals. Some of you sisters rolling your eyes at me. I ain't talking about you. I said lesbian. Hebrews 12 and 14 is still right. Follow laughing and 2 and 11 still right.
Yes, sir. Still right, sister.
What a side of 2 and 11 is that? The grace of God. Bring salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live what? Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Lift your hand and tell God, thank you. Come on, tell him thank you again, will you? See, I'm trying to close now. Brothers and sisters, you got to watch your attitude. Watch your attitude. Because your attitude determines your altitude, right? You can't go no higher than your attitude level. And I've always said that there are three things that persecution, one of three things that'll do for you. It'll make you cynical, hard, mean. See, that's the way they make a watchdog. Just have somebody agitate him, twist his nose, kick him, while the owner pet him and give him something to eat, you know, rub him. What they're trying to do is teach the dog that you don't have but one friend, and that's me. Everybody else is your enemy. And that's what persecution will do for you if you let it. If you let it. Or it will make you complacent. Meaning you just give up. Well, no need. What difference does it make? Ah, it will do for you what I've told you was done with the grapefruit. I told you that I ate a grapefruit years ago, a kid, you know, youngster. Didn't know what it was. And I said, my God, this is the bitterest orange I've ever had in my life. Ooh, that thing was bitter. And I've had one since I've been grown. They were sweet almost like an orange. And I looked on the box, and you know what the box said, how it got sweet? It said it's desert sweet. Desert. Out there in the desert, in the sun, the heat, and the sand, and among the cactus bushes.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on WBNN. You can call in at 516-453. 9133, press 1 to join the conversation. We have caller number 1 in. Caller number 1, if you can tell us where you're calling from and your name, please.
Yes, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Unc might crack a beer open while we in the supermarket waiting for a hoagie with a... Let's see what's on there. Extra mayo, extra lettuce, everything on it. Extra peppers and pickles. You know what I mean? I got provolone on there too. You know what I'm saying? And a little bit of oil and vinaigrette. But listen, I wanted to touch base. Oh, by the way, good evening, ladies, Angela and Minister.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous right now. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, we on the dance floor. You dig it? So check this out, right? I wanted to say this real quick. I wanted to put a shout out to first the brothers out here, then the sisters. Brothers, we have to understand that when we put ourselves in these situations and we go through these judicial systems, you know what I'm saying? We are recycling ourselves through the prison systems. The prison system is just the modern day slavery. You know what I'm saying? That was the prison system. If you was captivated in any century of time, you know what I'm saying? That was because you was a criminal, of course. But, however, some of these people, you know what we do, these judicial systems are hard to get away. And what you do when you do that and get caught in these judicial systems, you make it prone for yourself to be taken for your properties. You know what I'm saying? And you put the burdens on your families, where you put your
yeah.
families in poverty and you put them in a destituted state. You know what I'm saying, brothers? And then we got to try to get, you know, people got to try to get us out of these jams. You know what I mean? But, again, this is how you get your things, your properties taken, going to jail, being a criminal, cheating, pressing the cheat code. And guess what? We've been pressing the cheat code for thousands of years, being slaves for thousands of years. Y'all know what the Moses stuff was about. You know what I'm saying, man? That was slavery,
exactly.
If you didn't know it. So boom, check it out. So that tell you right there, niggas been niggas for thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? Now, the second part, ladies, here's the second part real quick. I came up from the day where the women, you know, the concerned women of the neighborhoods and things like that, they would have town watches where they was newsy. You know, you and the Miss Lorraine be chatting, oh, what happened, girl? They was out there shooting at her. Y'all knew who everybody named. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Lorraine.
Yeah.
Talking about you talking on the porch with your nightgowns on, knowing everybody business. Now, check this out. You, Miss Lorraine, it's the two of y'all. Now you get two other people, y'all create a town watch because y'all newsy as hell. So y'all might as well be the town watch people. Then you get the women on the other block to be the town watch ladies. Then you get the other people on the other block to be the town watch ladies. You see what I'm saying? Because that's from the old school. You know what I mean? We got lazy out here, men and women. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the women, the holy women and the righteous women that I know, cover themselves in public. And when they pray, check your satellites.
Hey, don't go nowhere yet. When you coming out next?
Oh, hold
you
on.
When you coming on next?
Oh, hold up. You know what? I keep forgetting the date. I believe it's the 28th. Brother O might got to help me out because, you know, I got amnesia from ducking Miss Lorraine in the lottery line.
Nah, Miss Lorraine said the 28th of December. That's what she said.
Yeah, so I know I can count on her. She played the lottery. She know what she's talking about.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. That's one of our amazing hosts. I tell you, he's not just a host. I think he has a – what is his title? Don't he have a title, Brother O?
Oh,
He is the satellite checker. Stop playing.
Yeah, I'm calling one half of the Booze Brothers, you know what I'm saying? Where we tackle uncles at the cookout for cracking the wrong bill.
Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. We have another track by our legendary Brother O.
Welcome back. Welcome back to WBNN, Walk in Purpose with Angela. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press that 1 to join the conversation. We have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, if you want to state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hello, Angela, and hello to your guest. This is Tiana Speaks, and I'm calling from Jersey. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very powerful show. And when you talked about domestic violence, I felt like I had to chime in because I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence when I was younger. And
right.
I want to say before I say, you know, part of what I want to say to all the men out there putting hands on your woman, you are an absolute coward because you can't control somebody. You want to put your hands on them. And I want to say to the women putting your hands on men, you are a coward as well, mm-hmm. you know. So
exactly,
I wanted to say,
exactly.
You know, they're absolutely a coward. You know, they need to stop. And men, don't be ashamed, you know, because you don't want to put your hands on your woman. Do what you have to do to get out of that situation. And women, do what you have to do to get. You can't always sit and wait for someone to save you. You have to save yourself, you know. And when I was young, I always was like, oh, my gosh, looking around, like hoping somebody would come save me. I had to save myself and realize, you know, I had
right,
to get out of the situation.
Right.
There was a time where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. You know, I don't know. You know, is and people don't understand, like, oh, well, you could just leave. Like, you don't people don't understand the people you deal with. They put so much fear in you that you're afraid that you leave, you're not going to make it, and that your family's going to be hurt or like, people don't understand the fear that somebody who's in that situation goes through. When you're on the outside and you're looking in, it's easy to open your mouth and tell somebody what you would do because you're not in that situation.
That.
Can call them foolish. Go ahead.
Yes.
You know, you can call them foolish. You can call them stupid. But when you don't have that fear, it's almost as like you telling somebody that may have a gun to their face, you know, oh, well, if I was in that situation, you don't know what you would do until you're in that situation, until you're a woman
Amen.
In that situation where you can be harmed, or if you have kids and they can be harmed, you're trying to do the best thing to make sure even people around you are protected. So if you want to say something, you know, why don't you offer, you know, some type of inspiring word to that person who got out of that situation or who's in that situation, say, sis, you know, this is not good for you. Or if it's your brother or if it's your uncle or your friend, offer some inspiring words to get them out of that situation because that's what needs to be said, you know.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you don't know how dangerous that person is because I could tell you right now, there's somebody that I used to date that I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if that person would come ask me to this day since I left. I honestly wouldn't be surprised, you know, because they tried to infiltrate my family and do all types of things, you know. And once, you know, like a person leaves, you know, that's a blow to their ego that some people just can't accept. Why are there so many people in prison for killing their significant others? You know, for them, and there's been domestic violence before that, you know what I mean? And when a person may go to the police, they're not believed. So many different things happen. But as a person on the outside, it's like, oh, I would have did this, I would have did that. Well, your life was not in danger. So you can say whatever you want to say. You know, you don't need validation from any outside source. This is what I'm telling anybody listening. You don't need validation from any outside source to tell you what they would have done because they're not in your situation. But you do have to stand up. You do have to open your eyes so you can breathe freely. Nobody deserves to be feeling like they're in a prison and they can't speak, they can't walk, they can't do certain things. They have to change their personality to be able to walk this earth that we all should be able to walk freely. No, you don't have to do that. Do what you have to do. If it's financial and you stand because of finances, you can walk right out that door. There's plenty of agencies. If you have to walk outside with the only clothes you have on, do what you got to do. Why would you want to stay there, you know, and accept that, you know? Walk out, take your children, do what you have to do. And the moment that you can see you can escape, leave. That goes for men too. Leave. If you can safely, the best way you know possible. So I hope that I touch somebody tonight by saying what I'm saying. You know, and I thank you for mentioning this. So, because it's a situation where I never thought I would get out, and I did, you know, because I got a lot smarter. And, well, you know what? Things stopped when I stopped being fearful. I don't know. There's so many situations that happen, but when I stopped being fearful That's when a lot of things change. A lot of what people do to you is because they put in fear and you don't have that fear. Even sometimes they'll go a little bit further. I will tell you, it was so serious for me that I slept with a blanket over me for years because I felt so uncomfortable just not having a blanket over me, just as feeling like a protection when I was younger. That's how bad it was for me. So, and I'm not ashamed to say that. You know, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not anything. You know, I went through it, and I could help somebody else. It's not a problem. You know, so, but I admire you for coming on the show and just even, like, saying something when you were like, you're not embarrassed, because it is an embarrassing situation to certain people.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it. Especially if they praise somebody that you're with, everybody's praising this person. They don't know this person is giving you absolute torture, you know, absolute torture. But to everybody else, they're this smiley face. Hi, how you doing? You know, they're this smiley face that everybody loves when they're absolutely a monster inside. And you gotta deal with this monster. They show the monster to you, but they don't show the monster to everybody else, you know. So, and especially when something happens and you leave, it's like, oh, this person's such a great person. What happened? And they can't believe what you were dealing with. But you know, you don't need nobody to tell you that. So if you're listening to my voice and you were dealing with this, I hope that God gives you the strength to do what you need to do to get out of your situation. You don't have to lose your freedom a minute or a second longer than what you've already done. So I hope that you find some type of agencies or something. Whether you go to a store, you guys are going to a store, and you go look at something in the store, if you have to tell somebody in that store, like, please call the police or do whatever, do what you got to do to get out of that situation. So there's always ways to get out of things. You have to believe that there is a way and just think a lot smarter than that person. So, you know, I thank you for letting me speak. And I'm also a host on this network. Well, sorry, excuse me. I'm the newest intern host on this network because I know brother's going to come. Wait. So I'm the newest, you know, intern host on this network. Actually, we have a new one. You know, I'm hoping to. So I guess I'm not the newest, you know. And I look forward to listening to this show, but my show is on December 29th at 9:30, and I will be talking about pain, truth, validation, and manipulation. You know, this is part two of my part one from December 1st. So hopefully if you missed any of the shows, not just my show, but any of the host, you know, shows on this network, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and punch in Ngozi and look at all the shows, because everybody on this network has something to offer. And I'm so proud to be part of a wonderful family, especially with you, Angela, and everyone else who is so powerful. And I thank you. I don't know your name. I'm sorry, the guest. I think it was, what was your name again?
Minister Sharon.
So Minister Sharon, like, I'm so, like, you know, I'm glad that you shared and you said what you said, because it was like I had to come on and share what I shared. And Angela, you are so powerful. You're a powerful individual. And when you say your show is walking in purpose, right, when you speak, it's like you automatically command, like, you know, attention and just speak with such authority that it's like you, like, I feel your presence. Especially the other day I heard you speak on the radio about a lot of injustice going on. I'm just like, wow, you can feel this woman is so genuine and genuinely caring.
Mm-hmm,
and you are a gift to
this
world. Both of you are a gift to this world. And that's what I have. All I have to say, and God bless you both, you know, and may
God bless you,
even more. Yeah, may you both be in a continuum of a positive impact in this world.
Well, I want to thank you.
God bless you.
Before you leave, I want to thank you for chiming in. Like always, you always chime in. I thank you for just being who you are, a part of this network. So just keep being who you are. Thank you so much.
Thank
I tell
you,
she is an amazing host over here. She is an intern host.
Okay.
I know without a doubt that she won't be an intern for long because she has a gift. She has a gift, and it's natural. Brother
yes,
O
yes.
really know how he really know how to find her. And I'm glad that she's a part of this network. He's building something that he's trying not to. Well, we have to keep having interns, but I'm glad that spot opened up and she was able to become a part of this family. And I know she'll be around for a long time. So I'm just excited about just going into 2023. I want you to tell me one thing that you were saying goodbye to in 2022 and hello to in 2023.
Me or the young lady? Is she still on the line?
You. She's gone.
Oh. What I'm saying goodbye to for 2022 is I'm saying goodbye to, like the young lady said, being fearful. I'm saying goodbye to stop being too quiet. I'm coming out more because I'm going to say hello to positivity. I'm going to say hello to more love, more understanding, and definitely more peace in my family, my home, job, and all. 2023, I'm looking for God to just do miraculous things in my life, just order my steps, lead me, well, I'll follow the, I'm on this. The songwriter said years ago, I go if I have to go by myself. I'm on that journey now. Because like my pastor preached Sunday, playtime is over, recess is over, playing church is over. And I'm on that journey now. God, wherever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, send me, I go if I have to go by myself. Goodbye to I need somebody to go with me. I need a crowd to go with. No, I'm standing alone with God on my side in 2023.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely glad that you are a part of the 122 authors from around the world movement that we are launching in 2023. I'm excited that you are a part of that. Not only that, we're getting ready to drop this book, 121 prayers, 365 affirmations from around the world. I'm excited to have you a part of that. The actual the ebook is going to drop on the 18th, and the paperback is going to drop on Christmas Eve. I'm excited about
okay.
that.
Okay. Yes.
We're getting ready for 2023. I'm telling you, I'm excited because this is going to be our last year doing the 121 days of prayer. We're going to go into prayer February the 1st. We're going to come out on June the 1st. And I'm looking for 365 prayer warriors to join us because I'm believing and I'm trusting God is going to shake up some things and move some things because there are some people in my circle and I'm part of this network that need God to move some mountains and to perform some miracles. I have some young ladies that are part of the movement that's battling breast cancer, and we're believing and trusting God that they're going to be cancer-free.
Lord.
February the 1st, so I'm excited.
Okay,
Brother O got another track for us, and then we'll be right back. Track by Legendary Boy.
Don't let anybody take your man's book. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Turned in the hashtag and pray your hand. Tired of watching these murderers get off while we bury the law. Love innocent brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up, wake up, wake up. Brothers and sisters, it's time to say something, do something, make them. I wonder how many black lives, how many black lives, how many heartbeats turned into flat lines? Oh. How many black lives, how many black lives does it take to wake the chain? Does it take to wake the chain? Does it take to wake the chain? We can't let them die in vain. Will it take to wake the chain? I cannot wait and be quiet. Our change does not come for the silent. I'm tired of excuses for all of these injustices. Tired of all the pain, tired of being afraid. I'm tired of all the pain, tired of all of the day. I'm tired of the burden, all I'm saying, all I'm saying. Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up, wake up, wake up. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, it's time to say something, do something, make. Does it take to wake the chain? Does it take to wake the chain? We can't let them die in vain. Does it take to wake the chain?
Welcome back to WBNN, Walking in Purpose with Angela, live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516. Oh, no, no, no. It's time for final thoughts. I'm sorry. Final thoughts. Final thoughts. And then in goes the time, y'all. I was just moving a little quick. So I want my guest to share her final thoughts, and then I'm going to share my final thoughts, and then we're going to move into in goes the time. So Minister Sharon, I want you to share, what are your final thoughts for tonight? What would you like for to leave with the people tonight?
First of all, Queen, I want to thank you for having me tonight. It has been a blessing, and I hope that something that I've said that have helped someone or given them something to think about. And what I want to leave with them again tonight, we are here for a purpose. No matter what you're going through, don't quit. That's my main thing too, everyone. Don't quit. Keep pressing forward. God has it all in control. Lean and depend on Him. Trust Him because He's already working it out on your behalf. You might not see it now because I didn't either, but He is working it out on your behalf. Stay strong. Keep your hand in God's hand because He is the only one that is going to be able to bring you out and be there with you. He's walking with you. He's working it out. And just trust Him. If you need somebody to talk to, get you a prayer partner. Pray for yourself. Encourage yourself. Look in the mirror and like Mary J. Blige said, good morning, gorgeous. Hold your head up, queens. Hold your head up, king. God loves you, and so do I.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, you say get a prayer partner. I want them to know that they can join us in prayer. If you are in need of prayer, you can join us in prayer. 5 a.m. prayer starting February the 1st. We're going to go in prayer one more time, 121 days. And we're seeking 365 people to stand on the wall with us, to stand in the gap for those that may not can make it or just don't know how to pray. We're looking for those prayer warriors that can move mountains and stand in the gap for those that cannot. So I definitely want to thank everyone that has chimed in on tonight, those that did not think of robbery to press that one and to conversate with us on tonight. And those that even called in but didn't even press the one, I want to thank you for calling in and supporting all those that support us on a constant basis. Thank you for supporting us. Brother O, thank you for allowing us this opportunity to be able to share and to have this platform, to be able to be a voice for that person that may think that they don't have a voice. For those that do not know who I am the Queen of Collaboration. You can follow me on Linktree/Queen of Collaboration. I'm an author, motivational speaker, podcaster. Above all things, I'm a child of God. I just want everybody to know that they have a purpose, that they didn't get dropped out of the sky, that there's a reason that they're here. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that, and I want you to stand on his word. I love you guys, and thank you in Gozy time.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Justice every day, and there are discrimination under the bald eagle. How powerful is that? There's always been some type of crutch in this American society that says you're not good enough, you're not man enough, you're not human enough. And Ansel Thomas Smith, through her wonderful artistry tonight, you know, I'm very, very happy about, you know, her volumes of the state of the black race. And I believe it's going to continue going on in 2023. We're in our fiscal year of 2023 because it starts after Orny Honors. We will always stand up for justice, freedom, and equality, period. And we're blessed to have a variety of rainbow on our network who stands by us with that. And what more can we say tonight? I'm very proud of this show. Tomorrow night, we have a true supreme fighter for all who are heavy laden and downtrodden. And he's been doing this for almost 6 years. His name is Huni Bakatun, the Magic Man Haru, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. The name of the show is We Will Wear You, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the Dynasty. WBNN. And we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. All of them in the Labor Ngozi on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay, dying goes with my and gmail.com. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster and disc jockey lifetime achiever. But more importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dudley Malay Ringozi saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Thank you to our sailors and soldiers who support us on a constant basis. Since 2014, we have been part of Armed Forces Radio. You know, people who labor, and they listen on a constant basis all around the world. Shout out to my man, Trevor Laws, who is listening right now in Japan, in Okinawa. What a wonderful thing. You know, I don't get a chance to talk about the people, just our sailors and soldiers. Brianna Johnson, you know, Master Sergeant at Arms, and she's in the Philippines. We talked to a young man who has been in the service now for 27 years, my man Roger Wilkins, and he is in Germany. These people have support this network, as we always say, on a constant basis. Tonight, I dedicate this show to a great friend of mine who I lost in 2016. This man really touched me in a way that mentally inspired me to continue to go on. through a lot of losses. This man is the epitome of greatness. His name is Bernard Atwater. Bernard Atwater died in Afghanistan in 2016. And he loved the show Dose of Sportsology by Kenny Lozada, who started with our network back in 2013. The legacy continues. Kenny still works for ESPN, ESPN Deportes in Costa Rica. He started here at WBNN. He is our first ever sportscaster. And we talked many different times, me and Vern, and you know, how we can grow. Don't ever, ever count out consistency. No matter what you've lost, you've gained it. And you can lose it again, but you'll gain it. And you lose it again, and you can gain it. Don't let anyone say to you, no matter how human you can be at certain times, that you can never gain it back. And that's the key to everything we do here at WBNN. I want to thank all the folks who have been supportive of our outstanding great network. Time and time again, we are the beacon of light that shines across the world. We're committed to excellence. And stay tuned for more of that excellence. To our two new interns and to the top of, you know, of the cream, which is our lifetime achievers and enshrinees to the Hall of Fame of the International Radio Hall. So I want to thank all the folks that, like I said, that did not count it robbery to listen to our network. And now back to Ansel Thomas Smith on the Dynasty.
Amen, amen. I want to thank everyone that has tuned in on tonight. I want you to tune in. 4 weeks, I'll be right back here, same time, same place. I thank Brother O for this amazing opportunity. And I thank each and every one of you that continuously support us on a constant basis. I love you guys, and guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it, says Brother O. See you guys.